Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's great to have you in, Miles. Miles Fitzner is here. Welcome, Milo.
Always good to be here with you. And hello to the listeners on a Friday.
How's your week been?
Solid. Still house hunting and doing that with the footy preparation and form. And it's
where are you leaning? Is there a suburb you're leaning to?
Anywhere that's close to work, so I don't have to drive anywhere. It's, this traffic's got me.
Oh, yes. What's a step up from old Adelaide town, isn't it?
Yeah, well, in Adelaide in 20 minutes, you get anywhere. In here, you're about 6 Ks away.
And I say that with envy, too, because it is very easy to get around there, and I'm jealous.
Look, Adelaide's a beautiful place to live, but I love being in Melbourne because there's nothing better than just walking into the MCG and watching a game of footy or calling a game of footy.
Just speaking of footy, before we get to the racing, how'd you go when you returned to the comm box?
I was rusty. I did have one of the commentators go, you don't bring up your own mistakes, but I always do because, like, I'm just from the sticks, love a punt and a pint.
Man of the people.
Yeah, I'm normal. I did the old, Smith to Dale, Scott kicks inside 50, and then I went,
who's that?
I'm not sure who's marked that. And then I said, actually, I know, I just don't want to say because it was Scott then. So I made light of it. A few mistakes from rusty stuff, just a couple that, put the binoculars down at the wrong time. But it was great. I've never called with Joe Watton and I've never called with Adam White. And those guys were superb to me, looked after me. Because I was a bit nervy.
They had
a bit of a spew at the G before I went on. Oh, yeah, I'll get nervous.
Sorry?
Yeah, I'll get nervous. Don't worry about that.
A little vom.
Yeah. And now Willem, who's doing the buttons here, or just going to Marvel, he knew I was a bit edgy. Just first week in Melbourne. That's a true story.
You had a pre-match spew.
Do you know the first game I ever did of AFL was Crows Geelong at Adelaide Oval? And Malcolm Blight had to pull me out of the bathroom. I said, I can't do this. Oh, I can't. Geez. He had to grab me by the back of the neck and pull me out.
Is this thing good for your health or what are you?
No, it's just nerves, mate. I'm like I said, people think your radio, you come in and it's all for radio.
Mate, I have a spew before the captain's run every Friday morning. Oh,
yeah, that's because Ross made you a turmeric latte.
It's because Ross is getting me to read scripts I've never heard yet. 100%.
Speaking of which, what's he written for you today?
Yeah, right. Okay, this is what he's got lined up for us. You've just checkmated me there. Yeah. Absolute touche.
Sorry.
I'll never tease you about vomiting again. Okay, so another... straighten up, will you? Another massive day's racing tomorrow right here in Melbourne town, up in Sydney as well, of course. Tonight, though, we're at the Valley for the William Reid Stakes. And the Kiwi mare is the favourite, and I believe you may be taking it on.
Yeah, I'm going to take on Imperatrice. I mean, these horses, I know everyone thinks about the Valley. This weekend, I'm going to say this, and I said it last week, and I said it the week before, when we've had two bad weeks. They are ridiculously hard. The Rose Hill card's as hard as you'll ever see it. So just back off on your staking. Imperatrice has never been to Moonee Valley, and if you haven't been there before, it's a different kettle of fish. Mm. Why not take a horse that's won there before? There's plenty of tempo in this race. Horse like Jigsaw is going to lead him up. If it goes full-blown leaderish, Jigsaw can win. You're going to get 650. But if there's so much tempo, it sets up for the swooper. Best swooper in the race is Bella Nipotina. $9.280 each way all day for me. Go to Bella.
A lot of hype, understandably, about the Australian Cup at Flemington. The Group 1 $3 million weight for age contest over 2,000 metres. Now, the All-Star Mile runner-up, Cascadian, the favourite. And whilst he's yet to win at headquarters, he's going to be very hard to beat, Miles. We know that. Do you like him?
No, I'm taking him on. I'm taking them all on. And that's just what you do. Well, why not? Well, I mean, the price is ridiculous.
Yeah.
For the cup. Now, I'm going to shop with a couple of horses from the Mar Eustace team in the Australian Cup. I know Smoke and Romans, I told you before, that was probably set for this. I think it can run a race. 650 a place looks pretty handy. Mm. But what's wrong with Steinem? You're getting $10 and $3.10. superb last start, draws wider in 12. So Steinem and Smoke and Romans, I'm just shopping overs. I'm not going big either. I'm getting $10 and $26 and $6.50 and $3.10 the place. Can't cop Cascade in it at $3. And look, even to round out the numbers, you put it in there, but a misery could probably round out the numbers out.
Any love for mine, Pounding?
I think it just might be a little bit outclassed in here. I know you're a big fan of Pounding.
Diplomatically answered.
But the run at the Valley, look, 3.7 off, I think that might have favoured it. I know it runs well here at the track, but I just don't know whether or not. It's had one crack at 2,000. I just think it's a miler rather than a 2,000 horse. That's the reason.
All right, let's have a look at Sydney and Rosehill. 8 of the 10 races are at group level, headlined by the Tancred Stakes. There's great interest here around the Joseph O'Brien trained Cleveland. Of course, Joseph has trained two Melbourne Cup winners, and the Northern Hemisphere trained horses have already made their mark on the Sydney Carnival. Melbourne Cup winner, Gold Trip, the favourite, but he's now out to 2,400 metres. What do you make of this
contest?
Just
a big note here. This is as good a day to sit back and have a beer at Watch Rose Hill. That if you're gambling up there hard, really, you just need to have a big...
And responsibly.
Yeah, you need to have a big think about it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't be. Gold Trip you have to have on top, but Cleveland has to be respected. This horse, Joseph O'Brien, I'm tipping two of Joseph O'Brien's on the day. Cleveland, you're getting $7 and $2.40. We're just shopping value because we're not picking outright winners. It's too hard. Gold Trip needs a little bit more sting out of the track. I only spoke to the stable not 15 minutes ago, and so he'd be the best of them, of the locals for sure. So you can shop those two, $7 and $4.20. Just turn your little profit, move on.
There you go. The other Group 1 race is the Vinery Stud Stakes, the Kiwi Filly Prowess, the favourite. What else do you like on
this one? I am taking on Prowess. I like taking on the Kiwis when they come over.
Why is that?
Because I don't like them. I'll just be honest. I don't like them at all.
It's personal.
Yeah, it is. Pavitra, for me, I'm going to stick with the Freeman Trade, Chad Schofield ridden. Pavitra really liked the win over the mile, beating So Dazzling. It belted the life out of them in that race. Fireburn's not the worst. I think Prowess will be up or thereabouts, but every win you have, you're closer to your next loss. So Prowess to not have the picket fence continue.
Hey, now this is a question without notice, so obviously don't hesitate to set us straight here or we'll move on. But Wayne's texting and said, any tips for Albury Gold Cup Day today?
No, not for me, Wayne. Okay. Sorry, I'm a bit tied up for time.
There you go, Wayne. Hey, what Fitzy's Form Lounge midday?
Fitzy's Form Lounge midday. I'll run through a few others. Yep. Morfettville, race 2, number 3, Stadium of Light. Eagle Farm, race 4, number 2, Shah of Goma, and 5, number 2, Tip of the Spear. And then Ascot, race 4, number 2, Be Optimistic, and race 7, number 3, Demolish. All my shopping will be done at Morfettville, Eagle Farm, and Ascot. And I'm going to have, I'll tell you right now, I'll have 5 bets between Flemington and Rosehill on the weekend.
Love your work, Miles. Good luck with the house hunting. Laura's also texting. Thank you, Miles. Much appreciated for sharing that you suffer from nerves too. So there you go.
Laura, no, absolutely.
That you were willing to donate that information.
Yep. No, and I'm not too ashamed about it. Might cost me a few gigs, but you know what? I don't care.
Love you, Miles. Good on you, mate. Have a good weekend. Miles Fitzner there joining us, the Magic Man.